You're listening to the bi-weekly devotional podcast, Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. It's great to have you with me. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert, and today we're looking at Genesis 4, verses 1 through 2. Listen to Genesis 4, verses 1 through 2. And the man was intimate with Eve his wife, and she conceived, and gave birth to Cain. And she said, I have acquired a man, the Lord. And she gave birth again to his brother, Abel. And Abel became a keeper of flocks, while Cain was a tiller of soil. While the fall into sin did negatively affect Adam and Eve's intelligence, as evidenced by the fact that they initially sought to clothe themselves with fig leaves, even the outer shell remnants of the image of God that they retained were considerable. Mankind did not have to pass through long stages of development before engaging in the pursuits of farming or shepherding. Adam already had some experience with working the soil of the Garden of Eden, and God had banished him from the garden to work the ground. It makes sense that Adam's oldest son, Cain, would follow in his footsteps and learn his father's trade. God had also shown Adam and Eve one use for animal hides, as clothing. Adam doubtless soon learned additional uses for sheep leather. Use of hides, of course, required some animals to be killed. It probably didn't take long for Adam and his sons to learn uses for their other parts, such as their intestines, catgut for strings and cords, and their fat, soap, candles, lubricants, skincare, waterproofing, etc. Adam doubtless soon figured out that wool could also be used for clothing. He passed all of this information along to his second-born son, Abel. The first family also doubtless used and consumed the milk from Abel's flocks. Whether their diet already included meat at this point, we do not know for certain, since the use of animals for meat is not explicitly mentioned until after the flood. However, the fact that Abel brought fat portions of the flesh of his animals as an offering to the Lord suggests that they already had at least a limited meat diet, since the idea of first fruits giving is that you first give to the Lord a quality portion of what you yourself also plan on using. Let's pray. Lord, ever since the fall into sin, we are inclined to view work as a burden, and we so easily forget to see the usefulness and beauty of work and the sense of purpose that it strengthens. Forgive our aversion to work, and renew in us the desire and ability to do our jobs to the best of our ability and to your glory. Thank you for all of the different vocations that make the world go around, everything from shepherding to farming to desk jobs like managing, organizing, developing, and engineering. Today, we give you special thanks for the benefits we receive and the needs that are met by those who raise animals and work the ground. Bless their labor and help people to see you, our ultimate provider, working behind and through them. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.